This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Center has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as force tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and at affordable prices. Railways has decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. The decision was taken after Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. Mr. Ashwini Vaishnaw approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. The Defence Minister was speaking after unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College in Lucknow today.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हुआ उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो
द डिफेंस मिनिस्टर सेड दैट उत्तर प्रदेश इज वन ऑफ द मेजर सेंटर्स ऑफ द कंट्रीज पॉलिटिकल जर्नी This state determines the direction of the country. The leaders, freedom fighters born here, have always taken the country to new heights. Chandrabhanu Gupta is one such leader whose contributions have guided the nation. On this occasion, Mr. Rajnath Singh also released a postage stamp in his honour. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to her home state Odisha from tomorrow. The president will arrive at the Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar in the evening, from where she will go to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, that is AIIMS Bhubaneswar, to grace its fifth convocation ceremony. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 17 Amarnath Yatris sustained injuries after three buses collided with each other along the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway near Tachlu area in South Kashmir's Kulgam district today. All the injured are residents of Madhya Pradesh and were on way to Baltal Base Camp in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The injured were immediately shifted to Kaimo Hospital and subsequently shifted to Government Medical College Anantnag for further treatment. Officials said most of the yatris sustained minor injuries. The J&K police have initiated inquiry into the incident. In Odisha, a girl student of Fakir Mohammed Autonomous College in Balasore district set herself on fire inside the campus alleging sexual harassment by an assistant professor. The girl has been shifted to AIIMS in Bhubaneswar and her condition is said to be very critical as she has sustained more than 90% burn injuries. Another male student of the college who attempted to save her also suffered serious injuries. The police have arrested the accused assistant professor. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin tomorrow. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said, the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. In cricket, chasing a target of 193 runs, India were 28 for 1 against hosts England when reports last came in. Earlier, England set a target of 193 runs for India in their second innings in the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day 4. England were bundled out for 192. At Wimbledon 2025, the final match of the men's singles between world number 1 Yannick Sinner of Italy and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain is underway at the All England Club. And that is the end of this news bulletin.